19-year-old Donald Alberts expected December 7th to be a normal Sunday in Hawaii. He headed out from church that morning back to the USS Oklahoma. He passed several officers who were on the battleship's top deck. One of them said, "Here comes those damn Army planes." Alberts says another officer looked up and realized those weren't U.S. fighters.
And all of a sudden, he looked up and he said, "My God," he says, "those are Japs." And a plane went right by and you saw that big old red ball on the side of it.
Alarm sounded. The soldiers scrambled to their battle stations. Alberts had been trained to use an anti-aircraft gun, and that's where he headed. But there was a problem. The ammunition boxes had locks on them.
We couldn't go and get into them at all because we were one of the first ships that were hit with torpedoes. I think the Oklahoma must have been hit between 7 or 8, 9, 10 torpedoes because we were anchored right ahead of the old channel that went to the sub base, and the torpedo planes come right down the channel and they were dropping their torpedoes. And the whole port side of the Oklahoma was blown out.
429 died on the USS Oklahoma that day, the second highest number of casualties of all of the battleships in Pearl Harbor. The USS Arizona lost over 1,100. Steve Bryson, Wisconsin Public Radio.